two, one to the three. Man, fuck that. I'm getting straight to it, goddamn me. And I'm getting straight to it. I want to talk about, man, the motherfucking, talk about the riots in D.C. at the state capitol. I'm talking about, when I tell you, America right now is in shit shambles. The empire is falling, bruh. Y'all better realize what the fuck is going on right now, man. This shit is coming to an end, bruh. And what's so crazy to me is like, if y'all not aware, I'm pretty sure you are aware if you have a cell phone, but Trump supporters, which he ordered, they mobbed down. They went and mobbed down to the state capitol building, vandalized the building, destroyed the goddamn building, went inside the building, had security guards and police officers literally running from them inside the building. I'm talking about stealing gavels, stole podiums, took pictures. The police officers took pictures and selfies with the goddamn people. They were documenting the whole goddamn thing the whole time. And apparently, the FBI reached out to people I seen on Twitter and Facebook saying that they need some help trying to find the people who went inside. Bruh, really? Y'all got all the evidence in the goddamn world. If you got social media, you got all the evidence in the world to know where in the hell these people at, who the fuck they were. You hear me? This shit is crazy, bruh. And it's like, to me, how in the hell did nobody get shot? Really, nobody got murdered. Nobody got arrested. Nobody got locked up. I'm talking about nobody got pepper sprayed. It was no tanks out there. It was no military, goddamn me, suited up with ARs and AKs and Dracos and every machine gun you can fucking think of. There was nobody out there like that in that time. But when Black Lives Matter protest was going on, when people was protesting for the unjustly death of Breonna Taylor, Amari, and you got Trayvon Martin, you got countless others, George Floyd this year, you got too many people to name who they were protesting for, and y'all had tanks, the military, FBI, CIA, DEA, goddamn me, task force. Y'all had everybody in the fucking world out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, standing ground. I'm talking about, and not only were y'all out there, but y'all were abusing. Y'all was out there literally abusing the people. Locking them up for no reason. Locking them up for protesting, and these motherfuckers stormed the state capitol and they got away scot-free. Come on, bruh. This shit is crazy. I'm not bullshitting you. This shit is crazy, bruh. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what the hell really going on, man? What's really going on in America? America is going to hell. Y'all better realize what the fuck is going on right now. America is going to shit. You know what I'm saying, man? Y'all better stay prayed the fuck up, because it's like, this shit is crazy, bro. They stormed the state capitol and took over and nobody got arrested or nothing? Wow. What the fuck? Even white people saying this is goddamn white privilege at its finest. Like, I'm talking about nobody got smoked or nothing. Nobody got locked up or nothing. That's fucking crazy. But if it was black or brown people out there, goddamn me, somebody would have got murdered, tasered, goddamn me, sandbagged, the rubber bullets. Y'all were doing all that prior to when motherfuckers was peacefully protesting. Motherfuckers were peacefully protesting until y'all, goddamn me, was sitting piles of bricks out so people can throw bricks at shit. Like, really, like Shakespeare said, this whole world is a stage. The world is a stage, in the words of Shakespeare. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I can't believe, I said, these motherfuckers are really at the state capitol going hard like this, and they got away scot-free? Yeah. This got to be, man, this some, they showing us right, they showing us right now. They showing us right now, blatantly, that they reign supreme. You had a terrorist group down there, goddamn me, vandalizing and breaking inside the state capitol. They are a terrorist group. But on the news, they say they were protesting. That's not protesting. And Trump honestly deserved all the goddamn blame. Trump ordered them to go down there to protest, but he told them to go down there. And he tell them after all this shit happened, he say, "We love you guys. You guys are very special people, but go home." Really? Come on, bro. You enticing this shit, man. And your ass deserved the goddamn me to get locked up too. Fuck you talking about? You deserve to get locked up too. Cause you sent the terrorist group down there to fuck up shit. And it's just so mind-boggling to me that they got away scot-free. Nobody did nothing to, like, bro, that's crazy. Nobody did anything. That's nuts, bro. We live in a time right now. This is the 6th day of 6-7 day of January. Of the beginning of the year. This is the 6th or 7th day of the year. And it's already crazy shit going on like this. Man, we in for it. Y'all better realize what the fuck we in for 2021, goddamn me. We are in for it, bro. I'm telling you that right motherfucker now. We are in for, goddamn me, 2021. Bruh. If they had do that to the state capitol, that mean anything goes. Anything goes for them. They'll come in your motherfucking house and kick your shit in, goddamn, and wouldn't give a fuck. And they would get away scot motherfucking free. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm telling you right now to strap up and goddamn me and dap up and get your shit ready like I've been telling y'all motherfuckers, goddamn me, for the last 20 motherfucking episodes. Man, strap up and dap up, bro, because this shit, I'm talking about this is a new year. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the beginning, very beginning of a new year. And how in the fuck is this shit going down already? How? In the state capitol, bro, it's some shit going on right now. Behind the scenes, too, though. They don't want to show niggas that. Behind the scenes, a lot of crazy shit going on. That's why they publicize this shit. They control the media. Y'all also got to realize that, too. They control the media. Everything we see that comes on TV, that goes on YouTube, goddamn me, Facebook, Instagram, they control it. They monitor it. They know exactly what's up, goddamn it, what time, when it's going to post. They know. They control it, bruh. If you haven't watched The Social Dilemma on Netflix, that right there would give you an inside peek of how it really worked. But 99% of the people on earth have no idea how life works. This shit is a game, bruh. This shit is literally the Matrix. This is a game. Bruh, y'all better realize what the fuck going on, man. They in the state capitol talking about broke inside, fucked it up. Broke inside. Was in the senator's office, goddamn me, had their feet up in the office. People were documenting this. They uploaded hella videos of themselves, snitching on themselves, but the FBI say they need help finding the people and who they are. Really? Come on, man. This shit fucked up. If it was black people, the whole motherfucker, everybody out there would have been dead if it was black people. They would have brought out the whole motherfucker. They brought out tanks for little shit. Imagine if black and brown people did that shit. And they only doing this to divide us because they don't want us together. They only doing it to divide us. They don't want everybody together, bro. We have to come together as people. We have to. Right now is the fucking time. We have to come together, y'all. Y'all bullshitting. Right now is the motherfucking time to really come together, man. You know what I'm saying? Get your shit together, man. Get your shit goddamn you strapped up and dapped up. Because it's like, bro, what we going through right now is some crazy. This right here is some crazy times, bro. We living in some crazy times, bro. Crazy times. You hear me? I'm talking about unpresidential, goddamn me. I'm talking about unseen, foreseen, all the scenes. You don't know what's going to happen next. Every day is a toss-up. Every day is a toss-up, man. And this shit just crazy, man. So just keep your head on the swivel, man. Always be tuned in and know what the fuck is going on around you as well. But, man, be prepared for some crazy shit. It's 2021. It's about to be some crazy shit this year. They kicking it off. They kicking the year off crazy as it is. They in the state capitol. Vandalized that motherfucker. Broke it in. Bruh, really? That's government property. That's the government. Come on, man. If y'all don't see what the fuck going on right now, I don't know what the hell to tell you. It's this world is hella racist. They don't like black people. They just showed us that they really run this motherfucker. They can do exactly what the hell they want to do and get away with it, and nobody will say anything about it. But I want y'all to just stay focused, man, and get y'all shit together, man. Be prepared because 2021 is about to be some crazy shit. So be prepared, man. Keep your family close. Keep your loved ones close. Love people that's in your life. Goddamn me. You dig what I'm saying? Bleed help. Out.